This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Paul and Macca here on your Christmas Sunday morning. A couple of messages, Macca. A very warm, big Merry Christmas, Macca, Paul and Dave and the entire community, your superstars. Thank you, James. We miss you this morning, but thank you ever so much for all you do for us as well. One of our volleys.
Oh, there's one there from Tass.
Good morning to you, Tass. Hello, Ian. Loving your work. And best wishes to everyone there in the studios, and hope you have a great Christmas too. Tass, we love you too. Miss you.
Yes,
Mac, have we got someone else on the phone?
We have. This is one of our longest Christmas traditions. Is speaking to the federal member for McNamara, Josh Burns, who is coming to us from Phillip Island again. Josh, is that right?
Ho, 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 gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. Yes. No, it's one of my favourite markers of the year, having a chat with you when I'm in Phillip Island, because it means I've got a big lunch ahead of me and a few days of not very much. So it's very nice to chat with you.
Thank you. And it's a day that, I mean, I used to have a house at Phillip Island, and I know that Phillip Island, if you actually went out now, Josh, if you drove up into town, it will either be a traffic jam or there'll be not a car at all.
Well, today is always the day where there is absolutely no one out in Phillip Island. Occasionally you get people walking after lunch to try and digest whatever they've just eaten. But tomorrow, from Boxing Day onwards, it gets pretty busy. And
it does. The
island really comes alive. And it's a really nice place. Some great things to do. It's great for the family, and yeah, I like being down here.
So, Josh, I've been in Australia for quite a number of years, but last weekend was the first weekend I've actually visited Phillip Island. I spent 2 days down there, and Fiona, our producer here on SatMag, told me, go off and do the Rill Inlet Wildlife Walk on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
It was stunning. We had a great time down there.
It's beautiful. There's lots of things to do, and obviously, the penguins are the big draw card for a lot of people to come and see the penguins here, which definitely is something I recommend. But also, during the year, you have the MotoGP, which isn't necessarily my cup of tea, but for others, it brings a lot of people to the island, and it's really good for the local businesses. But there's also just little nooks and parts of the island that are, you know, little wineries and restaurants and parks and beaches. It's just a quiet, nice place.
You know, at the little airport after you've crossed the bridge from San Remo, I don't know if they still do it, but I'm sure you'll check this out from me. You used to be able to buy entire wheels of King Island Brie, because they did regular flights to King Island, and it was always great to buy, because one, it was very, very, very fresh, but it was cheap. So let me know, Josh, if you
you're after some cheap cheese.
I think that's a hint that I've got to bring back some King Island Brie. I'm pretty sure that's what
you
I'm
heard it, You heard it here first. Macca wants some cheap cheese from Josh.
yeah.
So big family day today, Josh?
Yeah, just here with my folks and my family, and then I've got a friend coming up who he usually likes joining in our family meals. I've known him since kindergarten, so he'll be coming up. And yeah, he's an old friend. So we often joke that he hunts around. I often get a call just before sort of meal time because he's sort of on the hunt for a meal. So that's all. We call him the meal hunter. But anyway, it'll be.
Oh, Josh has just dropped out there for a second.
About a couple. Okay. Degree school of the Melbourne, and then I'll be heading back to work.
Josh, if you can hear us, your signal has just dipped in and dipped out slightly. Stay with us for a second, because it might pop around again. The satellite might have just been interrupted by some debris.
I'm taking a step to the left, and hopefully that helps.
That's perfect.
Oh, a step to the left. So, Josh, do you have a a message for our listeners today. It's been a tough year.
Can you hear me now? How's that?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Perfect.
We do try to keep Christmas Day politics free, so some other message that you'd like to send to our listeners?
Oh, well, first of all, to you, all the work you've done for Joy, it's dark, but don't see a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to try and bring such quality programming to the community, and I know it is appreciated. So I think it's worth on the and benefit.
Josh, we're still losing your signal. If you can hear me again, Josh, just try and take another step to the right.
I'm going to try and stand right underneath the wires.
There you go. We've got you loud and clear again.
Radio. But beyond that, so beyond recognizing all of the work that Joy does, you know, I think it's been a big year for people. I think after two elections in Victoria especially, I think most people are pretty tired of politics. But at the same time, it also shows how important politics are. And it was a pretty divisive first half of the year. And I know a lot of people, especially in the LGBTIQ community, found it pretty tough to hear the constant culture wars being played by people and by the former Prime Minister. And I think it's important that we finish this year and start next year with a lot of work ahead and to try and do what we can to empower people and to bring people with us in the Australian story and not try and divide it. It's something that I'm really conscious of, and hopefully that's what 2023 will be about, with the Uluru Statement from the Heart, as well as removing some of the abilities for people to discriminate against LGBTIQ community, which is something that we've committed to and something I'm looking forward to working on.
Yeah, it's... I look forward to 2023 with a lot of
optimism
and anticipation. I think some of the most important things we've learnt during COVID is actually about connecting with people and reaching out to people and supporting people. And certainly, you know, we saw that over the last 2 years at Joy. But also being able, you know, to speak with our members, you know, our federal members and our state members of parliament. One of your, I'm not sure what term I'll use, colleague, mate, accomplice, Dean Smith. We're speaking to him a bit later, Senator Dean Smith. And it's always good, you know, to give people the opportunity to hear from our elected representatives other than at election time. So that's why we do it today, but also during the year.
Absolutely, Macca. It's very important, and Joy is an important medium. It's an important organisation that is really essential to the community that I'm proud to be a part of, but it's also a real mouthpiece for people to be able to broadcast what we want to say and where we stand on issues, and it's a way of empowering and projecting a strong voice for the community, and it's important that politicians engage with that. So I think it's for me, it's to be connected to Joy is a really a big part of my role and something that I'm very grateful for, but something that I also take really seriously. And whenever we have our chats on air, I always try and make sure I'm ready for it and bring my best, because that's what the community deserves.
Josh, we're delighted you're our federal MP, and thank you for all your support of Joy. As a regular on Saturday Magazine, you know, you're one of the people that, you know, regularly come on and give us a views of what's happening. So thank you for your support over the last 12 months, and we look forward to more of those conversations in 2023.
I now think it's time to open the bubbles. So, I wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a great day, and to you both, I look forward to seeing you in the studio, and all the best for the rest of the show.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
Be well.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Now, our next guest, which we haven't got on the phone yet, but it will be in a moment, is Sally Capp, otherwise known as Sally Von Capp. And she's actually sent me a picture of, hang on, let me just have a look here, Paul. Oh, the mustards are already out, and I actually recognise that mustard. Milawa mustard. I think I gave you some last year.
Did you? If you did, Ben's eaten it all.
Oh, yeah. So Milawa mustards, and I'm just looking here. Sally's got the mustards out. Anyway, we've got some messages. Then we're going to speak with our fantastic, lovely Lord Mayor, Sally Capp. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.